Say like we gon' jam one time, okay? This my shit.
From my ex, she said that shit getting colder. Maybe it's all the weight on my shoulders. Maybe it's all the weight on my shoulders. You know pain turn first, you got a load. Got a call from my mama, told me drama, yeah. Maybe you'll understand when you're older. Maybe you'll understand when you're older. Maybe you'll understand when you're older. I ain't stepping in the club, can't bring my rod in this bitch. Even though it's all in love with the rod in this bitch. She's turned my headache to my ex, cause she loves starting some shit. Ain't got time for ups and downs and that arguing shit. They level the markets at the light for that robbery shit. Trying to live a better life actually cost me his shit. Took him from his wife, took him from his family.
Yeah, mom, I'm sorry, I finally understand.
I'm doing it right now, I'm reading off. All I wanted was for you to be with me, love. But you done started some shit, I'm a fiend in love. But you done started some shit, so I'm a fiend in love. Got a text from my ex, she say that shit getting colder. Baby, it's all the weight on my shoulders. Maybe it's all the weight on my shoulder. You know pain turn burst, yeah, no more. Got a call from my mama, told me drama, yeah. Baby, you understand when you're older. Baby, you understand when you're older. Baby, you understand when I'm older.
Okay, I just had to jam one time now. This is Mr. HSK the boss. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody for coming, you know, kicking it with me, seeing what's inside my mind, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it be a really wild ride, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it's gonna be so wild tonight, you know what I'm saying? But this coronavirus is fucking the world up, man. And I don't like this shit. You know, like I said, man, it reminds me of the Book of Eli. But it worked. Excuse me. I'm smoking a blunt. The bitch choking me up, y'all. But tonight, I'm just gonna talk about my random thoughts again. You know, I think my random thoughts go harder than me trying to concentrate on one thing. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm a Gemini. My head be my shit be jumping, man. Be moving, jumping back and forward. You know what I'm saying? I could be talking to somebody about something, and then I jump to something else, right? But then I come right back to that same person and pick up the conversation like I never left it. And some people can keep up with me, but some people can't. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna stop. Say, man, Rob Wade, he be having some nice hooks, man. Good beats too, you hear me? But yeah, man, it was real. Today at work, it was real different. You know what I'm saying? Real different. First of all, the vent hoods wasn't working, so it was smoke everywhere. I got asthma, so it was kind of bothering me. Kind of bothering me a little bit, but I got through it, you know what I'm saying? Now, I want to say what's up to my people, man. You know, first off, you got the homie Misha. I want to say what's poppin'. Brownies, I want to say what's popping. My Snapchat friend, you know what I'm saying? Keisha, what's good? You know what I'm saying? I hope you are supporting your boy, Blood. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. But you know, you looking good. You looking good, Keisha. You keep on with your workout. You know what I'm saying? Make these niggas double take on this bitch. You hear me? Real shit, baby. So Red, I ain't forgot about you. Juicy, what's good? You know what I'm saying? Tay Tay, what's good? I ain't forgot about you with your mean ass. You probably won't go listen to my shit, but if you do, you see dog did mention you, huh? Excuse me, y'all. Excuse me, this bitch choking me up, y'all. She so fucking rude. Make it tomorrow. Who else? Coco, I ain't forgot about you, baby. You know, Tiff, aka Smiley, I ain't forgot about you either, huh? Yeah, I just want to say what's up to my people, man. And tonight, we just gonna talk about random thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Well, this is Mr. HSK the Boss. And we're gonna come back to this segment after this song right here.
From the chest to a private jet, reminiscing and wishing I can take back the past and I can do something different. Way before the rapping, the record labels and bitches. Way before my homies was dead and gone to prison. But the good go young, them other niggas, they don't last here. Jazz talk 20 or 18 and I was last year. Wind down, 19 more to go. Mama told me that karma real, son, slow your roll. Go ask them because we never spoke. So many fake friends and smiling faces. I try to smile to hide the pain, but I can't seem to shake it. It's like that shit be on my brain on a daily basis.
Remember days you died, I cried, it was like, bitch, baby, that pain. It's a lot of shit left me scarred.
We back. Hope y'all enjoyed that jam right there, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, you know, it's random thoughts tonight, man. Whatever popped in my head. If y'all wanna ride, listen. But I don't know what I should call this one.
What's the point of life if you can't enjoy it? One of a kind, I can't be gone. Sipping goldine, I was leaning toward it. Value of bitch, you be gone by the morning. And even though I have fun, we won't know your
not
name.
The one.
Do my love. No one do what you do. No one move.
but still on my mind. Make every time like the first time. Out of my presence, but still on my
so,
mind.
Hey, listen, I didn't mean to interrupt. If you jamming, you know, you can still hear the song. So, you know, just chill. And listen up. Look, man. Guess what? Tomorrow, coronavirus is fucking my life up. Because tomorrow, we don't go to work. So, you know what that means? Check, shout. So I gotta go to my other hustles to make up for that money, and which I will do. I guess down. Just wanna let y'all know that. Well, be back in about 10 minutes, y'all. Yeah, gone. All right, man. All right, I'm back, man. And I just want to tell y'all, I'm gonna talk about something, and I'm not gonna say no names because I don't want them to hit me for slander. I got to see this motherfucker all the time, but so I ain't gonna say no names. But you know, they asked me today. When you're in a relationship, is it proper to suck dick? I say, yeah. I looked at her crazy. She said that she didn't know it was appropriate. Like, it's a must.
How is it not appropriate? I mean, you in a relationship with this person. I'm pretty sure this person is eating your pussy, so how you figure sucking dick is not important.
Because I think in their last relationship, again, I'm not saying no names. In their last relationship, he always ate her plate, but she never licked off his.
See, no.
And he was cool with that.
Well, I mean, if he cool with that, then ain't much I can say about that.
So she was with this motherfucker for a long time. So therefore, when she jumped in this other one, she think it's supposed to be like that. Oh no.
No, every person is different. No. Just because that was okay with this one person, don't mean it's gonna be okay with this new person. Because this new person may be used to getting their job slobbed every day, yeah. 2 or 3 times a day. So.
Yeah,
You gotta kind of bend to the occasion, I'm just saying.
Say, I've been to the occasion, you know what I'm saying? Because I can adapt, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, I mean, you have to because it's a new relationship. What happened in this past relationship is not going to always work for this new one because everybody's different.
Yep.
You don't know how this person mood is if they don't get no head.
Say, don't suck that dick. You're going to find out.
Real quick.
and I also want to say this, man. If you ain't 18 years and up, please get the fuck out my broadcast or don't listen to my podcast because, as you can see, I don't bite my tongue for shit. And I got a nasty-ass mouth. And some of the shit I talk about, them babies shouldn't be listening to none of that shit. So, if you ain't 18 and up, please get the fuck out of my shit. I just had to put that in there one time to let everybody know that I did warn. Give a warning, you know what I'm saying? Because this some explicit shit. Like, I ain't no
sugarcoating motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, y'all. I ain't no sugarcoating motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But it's my mama's fault. She got a nasty ass mouth. I'm talking about hers is super, super, super nasty.
And what is yours? PG-13? No.
Nah. But I'm just my shit is nasty. Hers is super nasty, you know, so that's like extra nasty. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a
regular. Average nasty.
Yeah, average, you know what I'm saying?
Well, okay, Mr. Average Nasty. Well, I have a question for you. What do you think about the whole situation?
What, about what?
Your homegirl wondering if it's appropriate to get in.
I think about it, hell, if she don't do him, he don't do her. They gone about the, if they happy like that, shit, do their thing.
But this is true.
Just treat, when they come in their bedroom, you treat them the way they treat you. Yeah. See, in their bedroom, you know, if you ain't no shy motherfucker, you know, if you ain't no shy motherfucker, you're going to take the lead. You're going to do what the fuck you want behind them doors. and look at that nigga be like, or look at that bitch and be like, what? You know what I'm saying? So me, I'm the type of nigga, I'm going to leave. You know what I'm saying? And if you're smart, just pay attention. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you ain't even gotta be smart. You just pay attention. I mean, I'm just saying.
Everything I'm doing to you, I want you to do to me. Now, if we go 1, 2, 3 rounds, and you ain't caught on yet, man, look, I ain't gonna talk to you. You grown.
And I mean, you should have common sense. Yeah. And if you don't win two, at least 2 times, you should be on it by then.
See, if a woman come on to me, then whatever she do to me, I'm gonna do to her, cause I know better. You know what I'm saying? when in that bedroom, I follow the leader. You know what I'm saying? It be for tit for tat in that motherfucker. Cause I let you have some too, but y'all excuse me, okay? Be back when this loud ass train get out of here. Public service announcement. The coronavirus is spreading everywhere. And it's coming to hoods near you. And I don't care if you fast as Michael Johnson. It's gonna catch you.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is a public service announcement. Stay your motherfucking ass in the house. You know what I'm saying? And maybe this shit ain't gonna catch up with you. But we'll be back in just a minute. Public service announcement. Okay, yeah, we back. Train gone. So y'all can hear us good now, the last motherfucker, man. I stay real close to the train. I mean, I probably could stick my arm out and touch the motherfucker. I swear to God.
Too damn close, because that shit is loud and bitch. But anyway, they were talking about Donald Trump on the radio. I think it was Friday morning. And about some speech that he gave. And people was all in their feelings because he said that the coronavirus came from China. It did. That's where the fuck this shit came from. China. But they was talking about, oh, he racist because he just kept saying it came from China. How's that racist? That's where the fuck it came from.
Man.
He not sitting here saying, oh, it's only a Chinese disease. He just said it came from China. That's facts.
Me personally. I think that Donald Trump president. I just do.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that he's not racist, but I don't feel like that was racist. Those are facts. That's where it came from. He didn't say, oh, it's only a Chinese disease. Y'all stay away from Chinese people. All he said was it came from China.
You know, because
it did.
You know, I be thinking a lot, so you know. With it coming from China, you know, I think China, you know, mad at us. or something like that, and they shot their shot to see what it do. Fuck.
That, and that's probably what happened.
And whoever sent that motherfucking shit is sitting back, kicking it like a motherfucking, I bet you. I bet you. Before they sent it, they already got the antidote to it. They ain't finna give it to nobody. They gonna keep it just in case they get it.
Exactly. Just in case they fuck up when they shoot that shot.
Yep.
Oh, I got a backup plan. I'm gonna be good. Mm-hmm. Now, these other motherfuckers, I don't know about them.
But see, hey, whoever that motherfucker is, say, man, that's no good.
Stop making up shit.
That's no good. You should quit that shit, man. I'm saying because you're mad or something. I don't know what's wrong with your bitch ass. Yeah, I said it.
Fucking up the whole world just because they mad.
Mr. HSK, the boss. Yes, I said it. You know what I'm saying? Leave us the fuck alone, man.
We ain't bother nobody. We over here minding our own business.
Well, I haven't bothered nobody. I don't know what the fuck Trump punk ass is doing. But I think Trump and Bush is prejudice. But I don't think
I don't think Bush is as bad. Cause I don't think they ever talked about building no wall to keep people from coming across the border and shit.
Now I don't think Bush was so bad neither because he was never out loud with it. Trump, he out loud with it.
And don't give a fuck.
Slap that wig off his head. Say, man, I'm gonna quit talking about. I'm gonna stop using people's name before you say I'm slandering his name. But I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck. You know, a lot of people don't like Trump. Ain't been like him, and can't wait till the motherfucker leave. I know I can.
If he leave.
Hey, and you know what, y'all in Texas, they say I heard some on the news about some weed laws. I gotta check that out, man.
They need to just make it legal. Take a page out of Colorado book. See how they did their shit, and keep it moving.
Cause
ain't nobody gonna stop smoking. I don't give a fuck how much they put them in jail. They're not gonna stop if they don't want to.
And in jail, you get it faster. You know what I'm saying? You get it faster because you know exactly who to go to, who gonna have it every time, all the time. Now in this world, you can be like that too. But in this world, they can get up and go. Get up and burn out in the penitentiary. You can't do that. We gonna find your ass. Ain't nowhere to hide. So, say, what you got for me, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? So you can get it faster. I think you can get it faster behind them walls than you could out here. That's just my opinion. But, don't quote me on this, but I think they got a dispensary in Corpus Christi.
I think it's only medical, though.
That's what I'm saying. But it's real.
Well, yeah.
All I got to do is give me a motherfucking card. Whew. And it's coming soon, y'all. I ain't gonna talk about it too much because, you know, I want to achieve my goal. Put it like that. And some of you motherfuckers talk too much.
They just need to be able to make it legal and get it over with. Because, I mean, honestly, the money that they get from writing these little weed tickets and shit, they gonna get more if you just open a dispensary and charge tax on that shit, just like Colorado did.
Man, do you know Colorado made how much? Like,
they made, if I'm not mistaken, in the first 6 months, they made close to $13 billion.
Colorado.
No, $13 million, my bad.
Colorado. It's not broke. That's a state that's not broke. Any state that weed is legal is not broke. Don't let them fool you. It's not broke because they taxing the shit out of our ass. And y'all know it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because, you know, I stayed in Cali. I went to the dispensary. But when you go to the dispensary, oh, they treat you so much better than these niggas on the street. No disrespect. Y'all can do y'all thing. Y'all keep grinding. Just know, if it was this dispensary in town, y'all be fucked on my end. No disrespect.
Yeah, my end too, because I was burning up the dispensary in Colorado.
Yes. Yes, Colorado, Colorado is nice. And in Colorado, it depends on what parts you go to. Nah. Yeah, it depends on what parts you go to. People friendly than a motherfucker. You hear me? I'm talking about with a capital F.
Friendly. Colorado Springs is bullshit, though.
You know what I'm saying? I stayed in Michigan. I stayed in Louisiana. I stayed in Florida. I stayed in Denver. I stayed in Cali. And all them places, except for Denver, I had family in.
Now, I ain't stayed in a lot of different places, but I have been a lot of different places. Little Rock, Arkansas is nice.
Okay.
Georgia is nice.
I never been there. I want to go there. Boy. I know in Georgia, say a broad walk by you, she going to be dragging something. You hear me? Oh, wait. And I'm an ass man, y'all. You ain't got to have a lick of titties. I don't care. Hey, you got a fat ass, you're going to keep my attention.
That's because you just nasty.
Yeah, I am. I'm not ashamed of it neither. I'm grown.
We know you grown.
Yeah, I'm grown. I'm not ashamed of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Louisiana's nice too. Shit is cheap than a motherfucker in Louisiana, except cigarettes.
Do you know why I think part of it is my people fault. But when I got older, you know why I think I didn't stay in places a long time?
Why?
Because I'm a Gemini. I get bored fast.
Yeah.
You got to keep my attention, man. You don't keep my attention, don't get mad. Because I'm going to let you know that you need to keep my attention. I do believe in communication. Talking, all that shit, I believe in that. I'm going to let you know before destruction busts your ass. Because it's going to bust your ass if you don't switch up. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of Geminis ain't got no patience. Don't let them fool you. We chameleon like a motherfucker, but we ain't got no patience.
Yeah, their adapt game is on point.
Well, y'all, I done put one in there. I caught a flight. You know what I'm saying? All the ones that fuck with me know what I am talking about. And if you don't, you newcomers, hey, just ask around. You'll figure it out. I caught a flight, and I really don't feel like doing too much more talking, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to get out of here.
Hope y'all have a good night.
And stay away from them bad energies and bad vibes, man. Cause that shit rub off on you and it's hard to shake, I swear.
Fuck your whole ship.
Once you shake it, you'll be alright. But stay away from them. Don't even get close to them, you know what I'm saying? And y'all have a good night, man. This is Mr. HSK the Boss. And I appreciate everybody coming to listen. You know what I'm saying? I would like for y'all to tell me y'all thoughts on it, you know what I'm saying? You can leave comments or whatever. I believe you can, but I might be talking out my ass, y'all. So don't quote me on that. Y'all have a good night, man. This is HSK the Boss.